圣经，他们也不了解，不认识主耶稣基督。他们基督徒是小基督，他们认识我们就是因着爱。主耶稣在约翰福音十三章三十四节那里说：“你们若彼此相爱，众人就认出我们是主的门徒。”
From the John 13, Jesus said that if you love each other, then people will know you are Christian.
我们在一起是因为神的爱把我们聚集在一起，那个目的是叫我们在主的爱里面。我们能够合而为一。
The reason we are gathered together because of the love from Christ.
那魔鬼要世人的分啊，就是各种不同的分，分开分裂，让人家隔很多的墙。但是主耶稣基督，神要我们在耶稣基督里面，天上地下地底下的都要合而为一。
Satan wants us to be divided, but Jesus Christ, he wants us to be united.
Okay, let's try this time in English. Okay, I think if you can.Read in English. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And then repeat the same. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And then, and we pray that all unity may one day be restored. Okay? And they'll know we are Christian by our love. By our love, yes, they will know that we are Christian by our love.Okay, it's very simple, few verses. They will know we are Christian by our love. We are one in the Spirit. We are one. By our love, by our love. Okay? Right?
We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray.
By our love, okay, we are marked by His love. 你们唱的不错哈，啊，好，那边呢，我们这样子啊，这边唱一句，这边唱一句。我们在主里合一为一，然后这边呢，看我们在主里合一为一，对的。然后我们去这边再唱一句，然后这边再唱一句，然后最后我们一起最后一句，我们一起唱，好不好 ？OK。
我们在因你合一，在主里合为一。我们在因你合一，在主里合为一。我们这一日是将一切的合为一，所认的是真基督，因着爱，因着爱，是认真是基督，都是因着爱。
这样子，我跟你讲，那个因着爱的时候呢，就我们一起唱。从因着爱的时候，好不好？这一次啊，我们来拍手一下看看。OK， 这最后一次哈，我们就是一起来啊，来。
我们在因你合一，在主里合为一。我们在因你合一，在主里合为一。我们说你的思想。都能够合一，圣人人是我基督人的爱，你的爱，圣人人是基督，不是你的爱。
Good， 好，给你们一首新歌，有些会唱了。那神就要我们在耶稣基督里面，我们要合为一。
This is God's will that we should all be united together.
而我们领受主的爱。我们一定要成为爱的使者，我们要分享主耶稣的爱。
Since we receive so many love from our Lord, so we should be the ambassador of love to share our love with someone else.
让世人看见我们的爱，他们能够领受主耶稣的爱，他们也能够回到神的家中，成为神家中的一份子，成为我们其中的一个天国的子民。
So when they receive the love, they can return to the Lord and become a member of God's kingdom.
好，那我们呢，来了三位来宾，我想。
刚刚进来的来宾，我想要认识一下，练习你给我们介绍一下，好不好 ？Can you stand up, introduce all three, including yourself too?
I'm from New Orleans Baptist Church. This is Christine.
All right, you stand up. All right, welcome. 好，那我们打开今天要读的圣经。
Let's turn our Bible.
看一下以赛亚书第五十八章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 58.
在旧约的以赛亚书。我们念十三节到第十四节。
For the verse 13 to 14.
以赛亚书五十八章十三节到十四节，在旧约八百七十面。
Isaiah 58:13-14.
在旧约八百七十面，以赛亚书第五十八章十三节到第十四节。好，沼泽，我们用恭敬的心来念神的话。好，我们一起来读，在旧约八百七十面。OK， 让我们一起来读。你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我圣日不以操作为喜乐。称安息日为可喜乐的，称耶和华的圣日为可尊重的，而且尊敬这日，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话，你就以耶和华为乐。耶和华要使你称价地的高处，因为你主雅各的产业养育你。这是耶和华亲口说的。好，那我们再打开另外一处经文，在诗篇第九十五篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 95.
九十五篇，我们念第一节到第八节。
We'll read from the verse 1 to 8.
在旧约的七百二十九面。
Psalm 95:1-8.
诗篇九十五篇第一节到第八节。好，那我们一起来念。来啊，我们要向耶和华歌唱，向拯救我们的磐石欢呼。我们要来感谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼。因耶和华为大神，为大王，超乎万神之上。地的深处在他手中，山的高峰也属他，海洋属他，是他造的，旱地也是他所造成的。来啊，我们要屈身敬拜，在造我们的耶和华面前跪下，因为他是我们的神，我们是他草场的羊，是他手下的民。唯愿你们今天听他的话，你们不可硬着心，像当日在米利巴，就是在旷野的玛撒。好，我们就读在这里，那我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，在这清晨我们来到你面前，我们要来敬拜你，我们来朝见你的面，你要对我们说话。父神，我们是何等的恩典，在耶稣基督里面，你把你的救恩赐给我们，好让我们领受你的爱，能够回应你的爱，也让我们成为爱的使者，爱的管道，让我们周围的人能够知道你就是爱，你爱他们，爱世上所有的人。 Father, we thank you for this morning that we can come to this place to know youAnd to serve you. And we just pray that you receive our worship. And may your love fill this place. Your Holy Spirit fill this place with your glory. And move in our heart. Give us a listening ear to listen to your voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 好，上个礼拜我跟大家分享什么叫做真正的敬拜。
Last week, I shared with you what is the true worshiper.
那么谈到亚伯拉罕因着信，所以呢，他把通过了他最大的人生的考验。
Abraham, because of his faith, he passed the greatest test in his life.
他愿意把他的独生的最宝贝的儿子献给神。
He was willing to offer his one and only son to God.
每一次我们来到神的面前，来到礼拜天，来到礼拜堂做礼拜的时候，都是一次神给我们信心的考验。
Every time when we come to the Sunday worship, we pass another test that God gave to us.
比如上次我们提到，就光一个做礼拜，每个礼拜天我们是不是要去做礼拜？这个就是我们信主以后，任何信主的出现了以后，第一个我们可以操练的一个信心的考验。
The first thing we can exercise our faith after we become a believer is to come to sun, come to worship in the Sunday.
到底明天要不要去做礼拜？这不是是不是你是不是我礼拜六晚上的问题？
Should we go to the Sunday worship the next on Sunday? That is that your problem for you and me every Saturday night that you have to face?
就是每个礼拜都是在 struggling, 在挣扎的一个问题。到底礼拜天我要不要去做礼拜
？Are you struggling for that same question week after week? That is, should I go to the Sunday worship?
这个是我们出信以后一个信心的一个操练，也是一个信心的考验。
This is for the new believers to test their faith and also to exercise it.
当然平常是没有问题的，平常我们都可以在做礼拜，但是呢，如果碰到礼拜一要考试要交报告的时候，我们这个问这个是在我们心里也许就很大的挣扎。
Normally we shouldn't have that kind of problem, but if you had a report to be due on Monday morning, then you become a problem.
当然信心是从小到大，像亚伯拉罕一样，他还是不断的操练，他通过了很多次的考验，他的信心越来越大。当他到最成熟的时候呢，神给他一个最大的考验。
Of course, your faith will grow from the small to the big one. Just like Abraham, when he reached his maturity, God gave him the greatest test in his life.
如果这个做不做礼拜的问题对你来讲已经不成为问题了，那我就为你感谢神。
I'm so thankful for you.If that's not your problem anymore, that every Sunday, you struggle to come to the church or not.
也可以说这是对我们的优先次序一个 priority 的一个测验。
Also, this is a test of our priority in our life.
每一个礼拜天第一件事情，我们的 priority 是不是到神的面前来敬拜他
？Is that your first priority in your life? That every Sunday morning you come to the church to worship Him?
这个是一个考验，我们还没来之前，但是来了以后呢，还有其他的考验。我们坐在这里，我们的心态，我们对神的态度如何？
This is a test before you come to the church that you decide to come here or not. But after you are here, then we are going to see what kind of attitude you have.
所以今天我要跟大家分享另外一个题目，就是来到神的面前，我们应该有怎么样的心态。
So today I'd like to share with you another topic is what kind of attitude you should have of worshiping God.
我们应该用什么样的心态来敬拜这位全能的神
？What kind of attitude we should have?To worship him.
为什么我特别要提这个题目呢
what is the reason that I'm talking to you this morning?
因为在敬拜的当中，神看重的就是我们的内心。
Because during our worshiping him, he really look at our heart.
不在于这个外表的形式、这个形态、这个秩序怎么样，当然秩序也是很重要。
Not because of our worldly appearance, what kind of formality we should have. Of course, the formality is important too.
神先看人，才看这个祭物。
God look at we as a person first, then He see our offerings.
人的心对了，我们在神的面前，就是跟神的关系对了以后，我们的心态对的时候，我们所献的祭，我们的侍奉才能蒙神所悦纳。
Only after your attitude is right, then your offering will be accepted by Him.
在创世纪里面，我们看到两个兄弟，该隐跟亚伯，他们两个兄弟在献祭。为什么神不悦纳该隐的献祭呢？
In the Old Testament, in the Genesis, we see two brothers, Cain and Abel. That to those two offerings, God only emphasized on one, but neglect the other one.
不是因为他所献的祭不对，而是他的心不对。
Not because the offerings didn't please the Lord, but because their attitude is not right.
所以我要根据今天我们刚刚所读的，特别诗篇第95篇，从第一节到第八节，我们来看看。我们该存怎么样的心来到神的面前来敬拜他
？So today I'd like to share with you from the book of Psalm 95, chapter verse 1 to 8, to see what kind of attitude we should have when we worship God.
所以你们如果打开圣经，我们今天会一节一节这样讲过来，总共八节，我们来看看我们应该有的心态是什么。
So please open your Bible and we'll start it verse by verse.
第一个就是我们来到神的面前，我们敬拜他的时候要欢喜快乐的心。
The first thing that when you come to worship him, you should have a joyful heart.
第一节说来啊，我们要向耶和华歌唱，向拯救我们的磐石，我们要欢呼。
From the verse one, it says that let's sing for joy to the Lord.
这里告诉我们要歌唱，我们要欢呼。
Here it says that we should sing to the Lord and we should shout out loud.
如果你们读诗篇一百二十篇到一百二十四篇、一百三十四篇，那这里你们如果看那个小字里面，你可以看到说这是上行之诗。
啊，
上行之诗就是那个 Songs of Ascent， 或者是 the Songs of Degree。
Okay, if you read the Bible from the Psalm 120 to 134, it has a small footprint. Say a small print. Say is a Psalm of the
degrees. 那个我们都知道，以色列人圣殿就是他们敬拜的地方。
We know that in the for the Israelites, the temple is a place for them to worship God.
他们从老远的地方，当等到有就是这个要敬拜神的时候，要献祭敬拜神的时候，他们从各路各方过来。当他们走到圣殿的台阶的话，一步步走上去的时候，他们就唱这些诗，从一百二十篇到一百三十四篇。
When those Israelites they went to the temple to worship their God, they came from all different directions. As they step on the stairs, they start to sing the songs to praise Him.
在诗篇第一百二十二篇第一节这里说，人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。
From the Psalm 122 verse 1 say, I rejoice with those who say to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
我们知道以色列人的历史里面，你看到多次这个圣殿被毁。
Through the Israelites' histories, we know that their temples many times have been destroyed.
这个圣殿是他们敬拜神的中心，可是他们属灵的一个家，一个目标在那个地方。
The temple was their the center of their life. It's the place they worship God.
他们在那里跟神会面。
Over there, they met God.
所以每一次圣殿被毁，他们就流浪到别地方去了，但是他们的心就叫回来，要重建圣殿。
So every time when their temple was destroyed, they scatter around every corner, but their heart is always want to rebuild the temple.
所以他们能够回到神的殿来敬拜神，这个是一个非常难得、非常欢喜、高兴的事情。
So if they had a chance to go to the temple to worship God, it was a joyful occasion for them.
今天我们来到神的面前敬拜他，我们是不是有相同的心情？我们就是非常的高兴的，也来到神的面前，礼拜天早晨来敬拜他。
Today, when we come here to worship Him, do we have the same kind of attitude as those of Israelites?
或者还是说，或者我们就说，哎，又是另外一个礼拜天。
Or you just say that this is another week, another Sunday.
所以，一个敬拜神的心就是一个欢喜快乐的心。
So the attitude of worshiping God is to have a joyful heart.
Yeah, 英文讲说 a joyful heart. 我们来到神的面前，或是一个 a happy heart. 我们今天来到神的面前，应该有的心态。
This is the attitude you should have that when you come here to worship Him is to have a joyful heart or to have a happy heart.
第二个就是在第二节里告诉我们要有一个感恩的心。
From the second verse, it tells us we should have a thankful heart.
就是一个感激的心。
That's a thankful heart.
因为我们知道所有的一切，我们的生命气息，我们所有的物质上各方的需要，我们能够喝一口水，我们能够呼一口空气，都是神给我们的。
We know that everything we have is from God. Even when you can have a sip of water or you can breathe the air.
我们的生命气息，我们一切生活上所需要的一切，都是从神那里来。
Everything we have, in our life, all from God.
所以我们应该来敬拜他，因为我们的神是配得我们敬拜的。
That's why we need to worship Him because He is worthy of our love, our worship.
所以我们来到他的面前，我们不仅欢喜高兴。能够敬拜我们的神，同时我们要心存感恩的心来到他的面前。
So when we come before Him to worship Him, not only we should have the joyful heart, also we should have the thankful heart.
在诗篇第九十二篇第一节这里说：“称谢耶和华，歌颂你至高至大的名。”
That's why in the Psalm 92 verse 1 say, "It is good to praise the Lord and make music to the Most High."
我们看整个诗篇里面多少赞美神，都是称颂神。三十篇第十二节这里这么说：“耶和华我的神啊。”我要称谢你，直到永永远远。
In the book of Psalms, in many places you can see that they praise the Lord. In the Psalms 30 verse 12 say, "My heart may sing to you and not be silent. Oh Lord, my God, I'll give you thanks forever."
在诗篇一百篇第四节，大家很熟的这一节，他说：“当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。”
From the Psalm 104, this is very familiar verses to all of you. enter his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
我只是举出给你们做参考，诗篇里面充满了赞美、称谢、感恩的诗篇。
I just pick up a few verses to let you know. Actually, in the book of Psalms, you can find many verses which praise the Lord.
今天我们是神的儿女，我们来到他的面前。我们第一个要感恩的，就是耶稣基督在十字架上为我们完成的救恩。
Today, when we come before Him, the first thing we should thank Him is that He completed the redemption on the cross.
我们感谢神，他拯救我们。
We thank God because He saved us.
我们也感谢神，因为他的慈爱永远长存，他的信实直到万代。
We give thanks to Him because His love endures forever.
我们感谢他供应我们一切的需要。
We thank Him because He provides all our needs.
我们感谢神赐给我们一个家庭，小的家庭，更赐给我们一个属灵的大家庭，就是神的家。
We thank Him because not only He provides us a small family, also He provides a spiritual home for all of us.
我们感谢神给我们更多的恩典，恩典从我们得救没有得救的开始，他每天普遍的恩典给我们，从得救救恩，而且恩典是一生一世之久。
We give thanks to Him because He gave us a grace even before we become a believer, and that He will be with that grace will be with us forever.
而且我们要感谢神，我们能够来这个地方，能够自由的敬拜神。
And we give thanks to God because we can come here freely to worship Him.
你知道有些地方礼拜天他们连崇拜神的自由都没有。
You know some of the places in this world that they don't have this kind of freedom to go to worship Him in the Sunday morning.
所以我们来到神的面前敬拜他，要存感恩的心来感谢他、赞美他。
So when we come here to worship Him, we should have a thankful heart.
第三个就是在第三节这里告诉我们的。就是叫做一个真诚的心。
The third place, it says on the verse 3 is that we should have a sincere heart.
Sincere heart, 或者是叫 a true heart.
Or a true heart.
这里告诉我们，以耶和华为大神，为大王。
Here it tells us because the Lord is a great God, the great King.
你知道在圣经里面，当讲到真神的时候，是 capital G, 就是大写的 G。如果讲到假神，就要小写的 G。
In the Bible, you can notice that when we talk about the true God, the G will be capitalized. And then if you talk about the false God, it's just a regular G.
小写的 G 通常一般是表示假神。
When it didn't capitalize, that means it's not the true God, it's false God.
但是有时候呢，是代表天使。
But sometimes it represents angels too.
所以在敬拜的时候，我们就知道我们所敬拜的对象，我们的神是怎么样一位神。
So when we worship, we should know the object of whom we are worshiping.
这里诗人告诉我们，他是至大的，他是为大王。
Here it tells us he's a great God, he's above all gods.
我们有没有想到，我们来朝见这位神，他是怎么样一位神
？When we worship this God, do you know what kind of God he are worshiping?
到底我们的神在我们心中到底有多大
？What kind of position he has in your heart?
到底主耶稣在我们心中有多少分量？
And how much space he occupies your heart.
当我们每天要做决定的时候，耶稣基督在我们心中到底我们有没有考虑到他
？Every day when you have to make a lot of decisions, do you value our God's opinion?
我们有没有看到我们所敬拜的神，他是多而伟大的神，宇宙已经何等的浩大，但是我们神超过这一切，超过这一切太多了。
Our God is omnipotent.
而且他在我们心中是不是最大的
Does he occupy the largest place in your heart?
他是不是在我们生命的第一位
Do you put him on the first on your list?
而且他是不是我们敬拜侍奉的唯一的对象
And he is the only object we worship.
在我们心中是不是还有其他东西就是一直还跟主耶稣在竞争那个第一个位置的地位
Do you have any other things in your heart that always compete against our God?
你知道基督徒我们有时候啊是不知不觉的当中，我们可能犯了拜偶像的罪。
You know, for our Christians, sometimes we carelessly worship the idol.
你也许会讲说，哎，牧师你乱讲。
And you may say that you don't know what you're talking. You are not right.
我也没有去拜菩萨，也没有到庙里去烧香。
I didn't go to the temple to worship those Buddha.
我怎么可能犯了拜偶像的罪呢
？How can I commit the sin that worship the idols?
是的，有形的偶像。我们是没有。
Of course, the visible idols you didn't do it.
但是我们心中的无形的偶像可能很多很多。
But probably we have a lot of invisible idols in our heart.
其实偶像的定义，广义来讲的话，就是在我们心中任何一个东西、任何一个人或任何一样东西啊，是比神更重要，那个东西就是我们的偶像。
The broad terms of the idols means that anything in your heart, if you treat it greater than your God, then that's idols.
很可能是金钱、名利、地位。
Maybe it's money, fame, or position.
很可能是我们的工作，很可能是我们在现在正在做一个 project.
Or maybe it's your job or the project you are engaging in.
也许是我的汽车，你知道有人啊，一天到晚花很多时间在汽车上面。
Or maybe it's your car. We know some of the people, they spend awful lot of time fixing their cars.
或者是房子。
Or maybe it's your house.
或者你的妻子、你的先生是你的偶像。
Or maybe it's your spouse is your idol.
那年轻的朋友，也许你男朋友是你的偶像，女朋友是你的偶像。
Or for the young people, maybe it's your girlfriends or boyfriends.
或者这个人可能是你最佩服的一个伟人，或者是一个人。
Or maybe somebody you admire very much.
也可能是个电影明星，就 movie star， 很多人崇拜这个电影明星。
Or maybe it's a movie star.
或者是这些。明星球员，你知道打 football、basketball、这 baseball 的，这些明星球员。
Or maybe those ball players。
任何东西在我们的心中里面，抢去了神的应该有的位置的，那个东西就是我们的偶像。
Anything in your heart that take away the position that supposed to be belongs to God, that is idol。
那么有人会讲说，那么无神论的人怎么样？无神论人有没有偶像呢
？Then how about those atheists? Do they have idols?
其实啊，他们基本上还是相信有神的。
Basically, actually, they believe there's God.
其实这个无神论就是他们的神。
The atheist is their God.
任何东西在你心中，你可以为他死，为他你认为最重要的，就是成为你的神。
Anything occupied in your heart that you think is very important.
我们知道无神论的这个理论的根据是根据马克思的这个唯物辩证的这个史观、历史观。
Atheist is from the theory of Marx.
Marx, yeah.
Marx.
那其实我们看共产主义里面，它这个理论基础是唯物的。
And let's see the communist.
但是方法是唯心的。One is materialism, and 唯心是有没有专家讲唯心的？其实 spiritualism, whatever. Okay, 那。我们有专家在这里，英文系的可以放放看。不过一个是唯物的，其实共产主义它的理论基础是唯物，但是它方法是唯心的。
And the communism actually their theory is based on the material.
你看为什么要搞洗脑啊、凡尘啊、自白啊、这个精神教育
？That the way they teach you is that the brainwash and stuff like that.
Yeah, brainwash 思想改造，这些都是唯心的。
To reform your thought.
所以他方法是唯心的，所以是非常矛盾的一个情况。
So it's a very conflict situation.
相信没有神，但其实是有神的。
Although they believe there's no God, actually there's one.
相信唯心的实际上是，所以相信唯物的其实是唯心的。所以这个不用翻译了，不过就是一个冲突，永远在那里冲突的，是矛盾的，所以注定是要失败的这个理论。
That's why the theory is doomed to fail.
所以我们来到神的面前，我们要诚实的信，就是说呢，我们知道我们所信的耶稣基督他是谁。
So when we come before him, we should have the sincere heart. We should know who we are worshiping.
我们有诚恳的心，我们有真诚的心。
We should have sincere heart, a true heart.
主耶稣是我们唯一敬拜的一个对象。
He is the only object we worship.
我们对他是不是真诚的
？Are we sincere to him?
我们是不是单单的信靠他、仰望他、侍奉他？
Do we only worship him?
我们来到神的面前，我们对神要真诚。
When we come before him, we should have a sincere heart.
知道他是全能伟大的神，他知道一切，他是无所不在、无所不知的神。
He is Almighty God, omnipotent.
但是对自己，我们要诚实。
Also, we should be honest to ourselves.
如果我们有罪，我们要求神赦免。
If we have sin, we have to confess and ask for His forgiveness.
所以，我们来到神的面前，我们不仅要有一颗真诚的心，有一颗感恩的心。
So when we come before Him, not only we should have a sincere heart, also thankful heart.
我们有一颗欢喜快乐的心
，and also joyful heart.
我们更要一个谦卑的心
，and we need humble heart too.
这是第四节到第五节这里告诉我们。他说：“地的深处在他手中，山的高峰也属他，海洋属他，是他造的，旱地也是他手造成的。”
This is from the Psalm 95:4-5. In his hands are the depths of the earth. The mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands form the dry land.
这里告诉我们，一切都是他所造的，一切都是属于他的。
Here it tells us that everything belongs to him, and because he made everything.
这里表示我们所敬拜的神，他是创造天地的主宰。
So here it tells us that he's the God we worship is he's a is a creator of the whole.
他是这么伟大的神，但是他却这么爱我们这些渺小的人。
He's an almighty God, yet he loves our the people.
所以我们今天来到他面前，我们是以一个受造者来到这位造物主的面前来敬拜他。
So today when we come here, we are like a being created, created person come before the creator.
所以在95篇第六节那里这么说，他说：“来啊，我们要屈身敬拜，在造我们的耶和华面前要跪下。”
That's why in the Psalm 95:6 it says, "Come, let us bow down in worship." Let us kneel before the Lord.
这讲到我们要屈身，我们要跪下。
Here it tells us we need to bow down, to kneel down.
表示我们要谦卑，我们要存敬畏的心，也有这样的心来敬拜他。
That means we need to humble our heart, and also with the fear.
我们来到他面前嘛，完全的顺服。
When we come before him, we need to be completely submissive.
可以说完全的投降，我们讲 totally surrender， 那个在他的面前。
We are totally surrendered.Before him.
我们知道他配得我们的敬拜、我们的感恩、我们的赞美。
Because he is worthy for our worthy of our praises.
我们来到这位伟大全能的神面前，我们没有心中没有一点点骄傲的。
Because when we come before this Almighty God, we shouldn't be proud even a little bit in our heart.
唯独他得一切的荣耀，完全的荣耀。
Because he is the one deserve all the glory.
另外一个就是在第七节、第八节告诉我们要一个聆听的一个心。
Also, here in the verses 7 and 8, it tells us we need an attentive heart,
或者是一个 listening heart,
or the listening heart.
这里在第三节、第五节告诉我们，我们的主耶稣基督这位神是他是造物主。
Here it tells us that he is the creator of the whole of everything.
讲到是我们受造物跟造物主之间的应该有的关系。
It tells us the what kind of relationship we should have.
我们来到面前要屈身，要跪下。
When we come before him, we need to bow down, to kneel down.
但第七节、第八节那里告诉我们，特别第七节告诉我们说，我们是他草场的羊。
But from the verses 7 and 8, it says that we are the people of his pasture.
表示我们所敬拜的神，他是我们的大牧者。
In other words, he is our great shepherd.
那这个讲到羊跟牧者之间的关系。
Here it tells us about the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep.
这讲到是一个个人跟神之间的个人生命的关系。
This is an individual relationship you have.
他带领我们，他保护我们，牧羊人是这样子。
He lead us, he guide us. This is the job of the shepherd.
他供应我们一切需要，他带领我们到溪水旁，带我们到青草地上。
He provide all our needs. He bring us to the beside the still water.
而且他应许永远与我们同在，无论我们经过死荫的幽谷，我们也不怕遭害。
That is his promise for all of us. He will be with us all the time, although we walk through the shadow of the death, the valley of the shadow of the death.
而且他，我们在困难的时候，他用他的杖、他的竿来安慰我们。
And when face a difficulty, he will use his staff and his rod to comfort us.
他引导我们来走义路，走一条义路，一条正义，一条正路。
And he will lead us in the righteous way.
你们都知道，我讲的这个是23篇。
You know that I'm talking about the Psalm 23.
第一节23篇第一节说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我就不致缺乏。”
From the Psalm 23, verse 1 said, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not be in want."
这个是我们跟神之间是何等的亲密的一个关系。
This is a very intimate relationship we have with God.
在新约里面，主耶稣在约翰福音第10章11节那里这么说：“我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。”
From John 10:11, it says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep."
那么羊跟牧者之间的关系，羊对牧者应该是有什么责任呢？就是我们要听牧羊人的声音，而且要跟从他。
What in this kind of relationship, what is the responsibility of the sheep? That is to listen to the shepherd.
在约翰福音第10章27节，主耶稣又说：“他说，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们。”他们也认识我。
From the John 10:27, it says, "My sheep listen to my voice; I know them, and they follow me."
主耶稣知道哪一个人是他的羊。
Jesus knows who is his sheep.
这是他 personally， 他知道我们的名字，我们叫谁。
He has a very personal relationship with us. He knows our name.
而且他的羊会听他的声音。
Also, his sheep will listen to his voice.
而且要跟从他。
And follow him.
那第二个，我们看到就是我们是他手下的民。
Also, we can see that we are the flock under his care.
这讲到老百姓、百姓跟君王之间的关系。
Let's talk about the people and his king's relationship.
君王就是统治我们、管理我们、保护我们。
King is the one who rules over us. He protects us.
那么，做个百姓的就要服从君王的领导。
As a people, that we should, a citizen, we need to listen to him and follow him.
而且，我们要尽这个国民的义务、百姓的义务跟责任。
Also, we need to fulfill our responsibility as a citizen.
这里讲到我们在神的国度里面，我们的位分是什么
？Here it tells us what kind of position we have in His kingdom.
我们是天国的子民。
We are the citizens of His kingdom.
主耶稣他是万王之王，万子之主。
He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
我们不仅是神的儿女，我们更是那个，我们是天国的百姓。
Not only we are His children, we are also a member of His in His kingdom, His a citizen.
所以我们要做两件事情。
That's why we need to do two things.
第一件事要听他的话。
First is to listen to Him.
所以第八节这里告诉我们，不可硬着心。
That's why in the verse 8 that we shouldn't harden our heart.
异性的意思就是偏行己路，就是听不下去，没有一个受教的心。
To harden your heart means you walk your own way. You don't, you, your heart doesn't listen to him.
那个土像干以后，就是不会吸水。
When a soil becomes dry, it wouldn't absorb any more water.
所以我们来到这个大牧者，我们这位君王之前，万王之王，万子之主之面前，我们要有一个聆听的耳朵。
So who we can this come before is the Lord, the King of the Kings, the Lord of Lords. We should have an attentive ear.
所以，因为他对我们说话，我们应该侧耳倾听。
So when he talks to us, we should listen very carefully.
耶稣基督在四福音里面常讲的一句话，我们大家都很熟了。他说：“有耳可听的，就应当听。”
For the four Gospels in the Bibles.Jesus Christ said many times like that whoever has an ear should hear.
在启示录里面第二章第三章，主耶稣对七个教会，就圣灵对七教会所说的常讲的一句话，在每个教会后面，他讲了常讲的一句话，就是圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应该听。
In the book of Revelations that talk about the seven churches, it mentioned many times one particular verse is he who has an ear, let him hear.What the Spirit says to the churches.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters，
我们对神的态度，过去是不是曾经有一个非常火热的心
？Do we have a fervent heart to our God？
我们过去曾经有一段时间非常的兴奋。
Before that, for a period of time, we were so excited.
那现在好像是不冷不热，甚至于冷却了。
And right now, it looks like neither hot nor cold.
像启示录里面那个老底家的教会一样，就是不冷不热的。
Just like it's recorded in the book of Revelations, talk about the church in the Laodicea that their heart were neither cold nor hot.
或者我们是不是像以弗所教会一样，已经失去了起初的爱心，就是爱神爱人的心
？We just said the Ephesians church that we already lost the love we had originally.
如果是的话，我们回想一下，我们可以审查一下，到底是什么原因。
If that's your case, then you should examine yourself. What is the reason for that?
什么原因让我们退后，让我们冷却
？What is the reason for us to fall back and to become lukewarm?
如果我们知道没有关系，我们首先求神赦免。
If you know the reason, that's okay. You should ask God to forgive you.
然后求神帮助我们，我们从哪里跌倒，我们从哪里再一次从哪里爬起来。
And then ask God to help you to bring you up again.
最重要就是常回到十字架的面前。
The most important thing is come back. You should come back before cross.
我想这个对我个人是帮助很大。任何事情发生，我们一定要回到主耶稣十字架的面前。我们来思想我们的主在十字架上，他为我们所成就的一些事情。
This helped me greatly that every time we should come before him and to meditate what he has done for us on the cross.
当我们在十字架的面前的时候，我们想到我们的主为我们受苦受死的时候，神的大爱，圣灵就将神的爱浇灌在我们的身上。
When we come before him, we think about what he has done for us and suffer for us, then the Holy Spirit will anoint you.
这样子的话，神的爱再次能够浇灌我们火热的心起来。
Then, if you have this kind of attitude, then the Holy Spirit will regenerate you.
因为圣经告诉我们，神就是不喜欢这个不冷不热的心。
Because in the Bible it tells us God doesn't like anyone who are neither cold nor hot.
所以在启示录里面3:15-16，他说：“我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水。”也不能也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Just like in the Revelation 3:15-16, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. And since because you are lukewarm, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth.
所以求神的帮助，我们来到他的面前的时候，我们要有一颗欢喜快乐的心。
May God help us that when we come before Him, we shall have a joyful heart.
当然，有时候我们很多事情都重担了，但是我们第一个就要来到面前，我们就是来专心来思想我们这位神。
I know that sometimes we have a lot of burdens to carry, but when we come before Him, we should concentrate our heart.
我们也有感恩的心，也要谦卑的心来到他面前。
We need to have thankful heart and also a humble heart.
而且一个诚实的心，一个聆听的耳朵来到他面前。
A sincere heart, an attentive ear to him.
我们还有一颗清洁的心在他面前。
Also a pure heart before him.
有个渴慕要来神的面前来朝见他的面。
A longing heart that you want to see him.
所以求神帮助我们能继续有一颗火热的心。
May God help us that we continue to have earnest heart.
我们非常感谢神，在我们教会里中有许多弟兄姐妹，他们非常火热的侍奉神。
I really like to give thanks to the Lord that because in our church we have many brothers and sisters, they serve the Lord earnestly.
我们盼望更多的人能够火热起来，我们一起来侍奉神，让圣灵的火能够烧遍不仅是我们的 Bay Ridge 这个地方，能够借着这教会能够烧到更远的地方。
So may God help us that we have more brothers and sisters, they can serve God with zeal, and so the Holy Spirit's the fire of the Holy Spirit now can spread in a whole Baton Rouge, also in every other place.
亲爱的同学朋友们
，My dear friends，
你认识不认识这位值得我们敬拜的神吗
？Do you know this God that we are worshiping？
你认识这位造物主吗
？Do you know this the creator of the whole universe？
你认识不认识这位大牧者？他天天供应你一切需要，这位万王之王、万子之主吗？
Do you know this great shepherd? He provides all the needs you need, and also the King of the Kings and the Lord of the Lords.
他的名字在旧约叫做耶和华，在新约叫做耶稣基督。
His name in the Old Testament is Jehovah, and in the New Testament is Jesus Christ.
他不仅是一个创造主，而且他是救赎主。
Not only he is the Creator, also he is the Redeemer.
这位全能的神爱你。
This Almighty God, He loves you very much.
他为了爱他自己，为了拯救我们。
His great love for us, He wants to save us.
他来到世上，为了要开我们，为人类开一条救赎的道路。
The reason He came to this world because He wants to open a way of the redemption way.
所以他从天上来，从天上来到人间。
That's why He came down to the earth from heaven.
他在世上活了33.5年。
He only lived 33.5 years in this world.
他传天国的福音，而且自己把着自己就是生命钉在十字架上。
He spread the gospel of the kingdom. Also, he gave his life on the cross.
他为世上所有人付出了罪的刑罚。
He bear all the sins for this world.
他付出了罪的代价。
He paid the price of sins.
他是无罪的羔羊，代替我们为我们除罪的。
He had no sins, but he bare our sins.
本来我们应该灭亡了，但是他替我们死。
Originally, we should face the destruction, but he died for us.
好叫我们信靠他的人，我们可以永远的活着。
So whoever believes in him will have an everlasting life.
他不仅死了，他埋葬，而且第三天他复活了。
Not only he died, he was buried. Also, he was resurrected on the third day.
叫我们这些信靠他的人有永远的永活的盼望。
So whoever believes in him will have an everlasting hope.
他成为你我的大牧者。
He became you and I's great shepherd.
我们要成为他草场的羊。
We should become a people of his pasture.
这是何等的美丽，何等安详，何等有福的一件事情。
This is such a great blessing.
所以耶稣说，我来要叫羊得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
Jesus says that when I come, I want my sheep to have life, receive life and to have a full life.
亲爱的同学朋友们
，My dear friends，
主耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
请问你愿意变过一个丰盛有益的人生
？Are you willing to have a full and meaningful life？
只要你愿意打开你的心门，说主耶稣啊，我愿意接受你。请你到我的心里头来做我的救主，赦免我的罪。
The only thing you need to do is just open your heart and ask him to come into your heart to become your savior.
如果你愿意这样做，主耶稣神的生命、永远的生命就进入你的心中。
If you are willing to do this, then his life will come into your heart.
你就可以成为他的百姓。
Then you become his citizen.
你能够成为他的儿女。
Then you become his children.
你能成为他草场中的羊。
Then you become the people of his pasture.
但今天你不要再流浪。能够回到神的家中。
So do not wandering around anymore. Come to His home.
请问你愿不愿意回到他的羊群里面
？Are you willing to come back to His flock?
那我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们请坐过神弟兄做个祷告。
面前能够成为你草场的羊，你还是不但如此，你还是这样的看顾我们，无论我们日常生活所需以及我们灵性上的需要，你也都供应我们。我们感谢你今天早上借牧师的口帮助我们在这边真是领受你自己的话，我们但求你真是让我们省察自己，让我们来到你的面前，我们是不是有一颗愉快的心，也喜乐的心，我们来到你面前，我们是不是有一颗敬拜的心。我们感谢你在今天早上对我们所说的话，我们也真是特别求你，更是也让那些还没有来到你圈中的这些朋友们，他们有能够听见，他们有耳也能够听得见，也能听得明白。
Oh, yes.
感谢你今天早上的时间，我们但求你接下来时间你继续保守看顾，与我们同在，你对我们说话，让我们真有一颗领受的心。
感谢
祷告不费祈求，来奉主耶稣基督。
阿门。